The Panorama Land Resource Conservation and Development Council, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, and the USDA National Resources Conservation Service present the Strike Force Radio Program.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities in regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the Panorama Land RC&D, the National Association of RC&D Councils, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force Initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers. USDA launched the Strike Force Initiative in several states throughout the nation, including Utah. The primary goal of the Strike Force Initiative is to increase partnership with rural communities and leverage community resources in targeted, persistent poverty areas. Recognizing that 90% of all persistent poverty counties are in rural parts of the country, the United States Department of Agriculture has deployed a cross-agency strike force to better serve persistent poverty communities and socially disadvantaged farmers by coordinating activities among all agencies and leveraging expertise working with community-based organizations. It is to provide services in the realms of farming and community development to all people in a manner that improves their understanding of USDA programs and services, increases their participation in USDA programs, and encourages them to participate in resource planning and the decision-making process.
As part of the Strike Force Initiative, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, the NARC&DC, and the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCS, have entered into an agreement to utilize local RC&D councils to increase NRCS outreach to historically underserved farmers and landowners. RC&D councils have more than 50 years of experience in working with and across USDA agencies and have a proven track record in outreach and educational endeavors. This partnership was developed to facilitate and strengthen community-based conservation and delivery through a comprehensive outreach and education approach. Hello, this is Erica Whiteman. I am the program coordinator for the local RC&D, Resource Conservation and Development Council, Panorama Land RC&D, headquartered in Richfield. The RC&D is a 501c3 nonprofit authorized by Congress in 1993. It is a public-private partnership administered by a board of directors comprised of representatives from the local six-county area. The board members are all local citizens, volunteers, county or city employees, and local business owners working together to engage their local leaders to promote local economies. Their mission is to enable the people of South Central Utah to plan, develop, and improve their social, economic, and environmental conditions. The RC&D serves the six-county area, which include Juab, Millard, Paiute, San Pete, Sevier, and Wayne. They can sponsor programs and projects meeting the RC&D vision and mission to form community partnerships, engage local citizens, and improve, heighten, and support the well-being of its citizens. And they can act as the fiscal agent for projects providing administrative oversight, technical support, and program guidance. The RC&D has sponsored many projects over the years, including the Heritage Highway 89 project supporting community efforts to preserve cultural and natural heritage, watershed management projects, natural resource education, community development, and several ongoing projects including cooperative weed management and environmental concern addressing the control and spread of noxious weeds in and around waterways and on state and federal lands, recovery and delisting of the Utah prairie dog, a species impacting farmers and ranchers and protected under the Endangered Species Act, Utahtopia, funded in part through a rural development grant to provide free e-commerce websites, and Utah Honor Flight, the only Utah hub of the Honor Flight National Program, honoring Utah veterans by flying them to Washington, D.C. on a 3-day trip to visit memorials dedicated to honor their service and sacrifices. For more information about the RC&D and these projects, please visit our website, which can be found by searching Utah RCND on the web.
Hello, my name is Wayne Urey, and I work for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, formerly called the Soil Conservation Service. I actually work out of an office in Castledale and have been assigned as Utah's Strike Force Coordinator for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Strike Force program was set up by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to combine the efforts of three agencies, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, the Farm Service Agency, and Rural Development, to make sure that the programs offered by each of these agencies was communicated to those who live in persistent poverty areas. USDA realized that over 90% of the persistent poverty areas in our country are located in rural areas. They wanted to partner with local, community-based organizations to combine USDA programs to make sure the program information is understood, and also to expand funding that might be available for projects that would improve the local economies of these areas. The Natural Resources Conservation Service provided a grant to the Resource Conservation and Development Councils to advertise or outreach the USDA programs through radio spots like this one. It also is to provide services to farmers and foster community and economic development through the coordination of the three agencies. It's aimed to make the agencies work together better and ensure that these communities understand that their programs can work together in a synergistic way.
Wayne now highlights three entities that are involved in this effort.
Okay, the Strike Force program is a combination of three federal USDA agencies, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, Farm Service Agency, and Rural Development, set up to get the word out about what is available from them. USDA recognized that 90% of persistent poverty communities are located in rural areas, so this strike force was put together to improve the local communities and to utilize the programs available and combine the efforts of the three agencies to help traditionally underserved communities in these persistent poverty areas build their local communities through resources available from these agencies. The effort is also directed to partner with community-based organizations, for example, the Resource Conservation and Development Councils, to expand on the programs and funding available through these agencies. It's also to provide services to farmers and foster community and economic development through the coordination of the three agencies. It's aimed to make the agencies work better together and ensure that these communities understand that their programs can work together in a synergistic way.
Wayne now highlights some of the main programs offered by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Okay, some standalone projects or programs that the Natural Resources Conservation Service offers are, in addition to the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, one of them starts out the Conservation Stewardship Program. This program helps ag producers maintain and improve their existing conservation systems and then adopt additional conservation practices. Participants earn these Conservation Stewardship Program payments for performance. The higher the performance, the higher the incentive payment. So these producers have already implemented some conservation practices from environmental quality incentive programs, and the stewardship provides incentive payments for enhancements to those practices they've already put in place. A brand new standalone program is one called the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. This program coordinates between Natural Resource Conservation Service and partners that may include Indian tribes, community organizations, non-governmental organizations, or maybe individuals. Partners can apply through a request for a proposal, and they can help contribute to the cost of the project, make individual producers aware of how they can participate in the program, and also help them apply for the eligible producer or landowner. This program is targeted to regional areas with specific resource concerns, and it's also targeted to foster relationships with partners and individual producers to get more conservation practices on the ground. Also, one other program is the Emergency Watershed Protection Program. This program is different than all the others with regards to being used in response to floods, natural disasters that have happened in some of the watersheds after a flood happened in a particular area, local offices contacted. There's a sponsor that's needed in this particular program. Generally, it's a county government that actually sponsors the Emergency Watershed Protection Project to put in a flood control device or a sediment basin, and also to cooperate with other agencies. An example of a project here in the San Pete County area is a Wood Hollow fire where the Natural Resource Conservation Service partnered with the local soil the conservation district, Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and others to do a seeding after that fire to help with the flood control after the fire. This is a great program that's provided a lot of benefit in a lot of the areas of the state. Now, there's a deadline right now that we'd encourage you, if you're interested in these programs and want to get involved this particular fiscal year coming up, please get into those local offices and apply. Now, there's some additional information to those that are applying. There's different types of applicants other than the individual agricultural producer. There's some other designations. There's a socially disadvantaged designation, which includes American Indians, Asians, African Americans, Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders, and Hispanics. Also, another category is the limited resource producer. This is an applicant that has a total household income that's at or below the national poverty level for a family of four or less than 50% of the county median income in each of the previous 2 years. Also, veterans, the applicant that has served in some branch of the military and not dishonorably discharged, and also the beginning farmer and rancher. This is a farmer or rancher who has not operated a farm or ranch or who has operated one for not more than 10 consecutive years and will materially and substantially participate in the operation of the farm or ranch. Each of these particular designations qualify for an increased incentive payment for participation in any of the natural resource conservation programs.
Specific deadline date to keep in mind for these programs for this year is November 21st.
Now some observations from South Central Utah agricultural producer Mike Roberts.
The NRCS office here in Richfield and the Conservation District, they're very helpful people over there and know what's going on. So I've participated in the EQIP program. I done some land leveling in a cement ditch, and also I'm now involved in the CSP program. The EQIP program, through that I was able to cost share getting a cement ditch, replacing an old busted up cement ditch, plus leveling the field that the ditch was on, and now my water savings is, I've probably saved 30% on water usage, so that's one of the big benefits. And then the CSP program is a program you participate in and you're compensated for different activities that you do. There's a lot of different ones. The ones I participate in is I graveled some of my dirt lanes out to the farm to hold the dust down and lower the booms on my sprayer. And I'm also redoing my pump system on 80 acres of ground that I have to pump the irrigation water on, and quite a bit of savings on that. And these programs are programs that I've been able to accomplish these activities and stuff, which I probably wouldn't have done without the participation because of the cost of the doing it on your own. One of the big benefits, I think, plus anytime you can better your irrigation system, you're helping yourself, plus you're helping irrigation system that you're on, plus the water quality and everything else, and not using near as much water. Land leveling, I used a local land leveler here. The cement was bought local. Pump system that I'm putting in, that's all come through a local distributor, so all the money stays right here. And if you spend it here, then it gets spent here again and again and again. So, but it gives local people jobs. And, well, I think these other farmers ought to check into this stuff and take advantage of them if they can, because there's some awful good programs out there that'll be very helpful to them if they desire to take advantage of them. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know that the programs are out there, and there's a lot of people that don't understand how they work and need to go check it out. You know, it may not work for everybody, but then I'm sure there's some people that it'll work quite well for, like it did for me.
Do you want to buy or lease a farm or ranch? Do you need to buy things like a tractor, livestock, irrigation pipe, or a greenhouse for your farm or ranch? Do you already own or rent a farm or ranch and want to expand your own business? Has a natural disaster such as drought, flooding, or a bad storm ruined your crops or damaged your farm buildings, fences, or equipment? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may want to apply for a loan from the Farm Service Agency. The Farm Service Agency is an agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. As a farmer or rancher, whether you are just starting out or have many years of experience, there are times when you need to borrow money to start, expand, sustain, or make changes to your farm business. My name is Corey Soper, Farm Loan Manager for the Farm Service Agency. I direct farm loan programs for San Pete, Sevier, Paiute, and Wayne counties in the central Utah area. You may be able to get a loan or a loan guarantee through Farm Service Agency's farm loan programs if you are a farmer or rancher who is unable to obtain credit elsewhere to start, purchase, sustain, or expand your family farm. Unlike loans from commercial lenders, FSA loans are temporary in nature, and our goal is to help you graduate to commercial credit. Once you're able to obtain credit from a bank or a commercial lender, our mission of providing temporary supervised credit is complete. Farm Service Agency is referred to as the lender of first opportunity because each year we target some of the direct and guaranteed loan funds for beginning and socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers who are just starting up or who are members of a group who has been subject to racial, ethnic, or gender prejudice because of their identity without regard to their individual qualities. You may qualify for direct or guaranteed loan funds as a beginning farmer or rancher if you have started farming or ranching less than 10 years ago. FSA has different types of loans that you can apply for, depending on your current situation and what you need the loan for. The Farm Service Agency offers farm ownership, operating, emergency, and conservation loans directly from the agency. In addition to our direct loan program, we offer guarantees to commercial lenders, such as banks, the Farm Credit System, or credit unions. We can guarantee a lender's loan up to 95% against losses that they might otherwise sustain due to the risks associated with different types of production agriculture.
Hi, my name is Jason Justice, and I am the Community Development Director for USDA Rural Development here in Utah. I work out of the EFRM office and would like to share some information regarding rural development. Our mission is to increase economic opportunities and improve the quality of life in rural America. We accomplish this mission by providing funding and technical assistance in three program areas. They are the business and cooperative programs, community programs, which also includes rural utility services, and our housing program. In 2013, USDA Rural Development invested more than $535 million in rural Utah. These dollars help develop infrastructure such as water and waste systems, affordable housing, and provided funding for business expansions that created jobs in rural communities. Rural development's programs are innately designed to serve areas of special need, so our work with strike force efforts is a natural fit. Our staff has been trained to understand the unique needs of rural communities, and our historic partnerships with state and local governments as well as other organizations helps us to be responsive to communities. Our intent for rural development is to be a resource to you and your communities. You can contact me locally by calling my office at 283-8004 extension 106, or you can look online at our website at rurdev.usda.gov.
We're glad to have this opportunity to share with you the aims of the Strike Force program, to make sure that you're better informed on what programs are available through the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Farm Service Agency, and Rural Development. This program is also to partner with local community-based organizations to help them utilize the programs that are available to their communities to leverage and expand the funding that may be available to them. USDA realized that working together, these three agencies should work to collaborate and make sure the word gets out to everyone, but especially those who are in persistent poverty areas. We hope that you'll stop into a local USDA service center to get involved with these programs that will benefit you and your community. Thank you.
Making things happen is the motto and driving force behind the vision of the Panorama Land Resource Conservation and Development Council, the RCND. Developed in 1993, the RCND is a nonprofit public-private partnership developed to engage local leaders through collaborative projects to solve local problems, improve local conditions, and promote the local economy. Enabling the people of South Central Utah to plan, develop, and improve its social, economic, and environmental conditions is the RCND mission. RCND councils are local, non-biased, economic development-oriented, community-based organizations whose vision includes focus on the conservation, development, and utilization of natural resources to improve the standard of living for all individuals, including the historically underserved. The RCND selects and sponsors worthy programs and projects meeting the Resource Conservation and Development Council vision and mission of forming community partnerships, engaging local citizens to improve, heighten, and support its well-being. Acting as a fiscal agent for projects, the RCND can provide administrative oversight, program direction, and technical support. In this make-it-happen style, the council can gather input from the community to evaluate progress and improve and modify goals and objectives for the benefit of its citizens. Through the community involvement, the RCND and local leaders can interact with citizens to identify needs and develop and implement solutions together, making things happen. It is through participation that this collaborative, community-based approach is possible and successful. With that intent in mind, new partnerships can be formed with a common goal to solve local problems and improve local conditions. To find out more about the Strike Force Initiative and how you can participate with the local RCND, find them at Utah RCND or Google Utah NRCS.